Welcome to Abundant Living and Gardening Podcast. I'm your host, Aja Yassir, and you can find me at ajayassir.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Man, y'all, I'm in Mississippi right now, preparing the land because I know I've stated this before, my family is moving from Indiana and relocating to our family land here in Mississippi, and the house and the farm, the urban farm, everything is up for sale in Indiana. And being here during this go round has really strengthened my family's resolve to hurry up and get the house sold and to relocate here to Mississippi. It is so peaceful. It is 5:30 a.m. and I'm still sitting under the stars. It's cool outside. It's colder than we expected. I think it's about 40 today, 40 right now, but it's going to get up to, I think, 75, 80 degrees. So that's the shifts in Mississippi. It gets down really low and it can get high during the day and get low again at night. But since we've been here, we started on building our first cob structure on the land. As you may know, I got certified in cob construction last year. I am certified to teach small structures, so I can teach people how to, or groups of people, how to build smaller structures like guest houses and saunas like we're building here, playrooms and all that, you know, the smaller structures. That's what I'm certified to teach. But we will be building our home with cob since we've been here. I mean, why am I talking like that? We will build, and I'm not editing, y'all. Y'all know I don't edit this podcast, but we will be building our home here in Cobb. My goodness, it took a lot for me to say that, but that's what we'll be doing here. And I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited that we started our first Cobb construction. I'm going to tell you, because I got certified last year and I felt like I had forgotten some things, but being here and just communing with the land and recalling the things that I did learn during my certification, we got it together. So during this time, we did one of the hardest parts. We succeeded in completing one of the hardest parts in building a cob structure, and that is digging out the foundation. It's very difficult, especially because we're dealing with this Mississippi clay. The soil is clay, the red clay. So it was difficult, and we have two adults and one child, and we were all working together, and we got it done. We got it done, and the water is draining away from the structure, and we got the water pointed toward the forest, so the water will be draining toward the forest. It's going to take us a while to complete this cob sauna, and I'm okay with that. Because this process in cob structure building, it is the exact opposite of what this United States society tries to impose on people. It is a slow process. It is a very artistic process. It's a spiritual process as well, because you are actually building a structure, a building, a home, a sauna with the blood and the bones and the tears and the happiness of all that, with the ancestors who were on this land, the animal ancestors, the people ancestors, with the ancestors who are on this land. It's very, very, very powerful. And when you build a home, you're actually going to live in that. So it's going to provide you a better space to breathe, to think. You're living inside Earth. And I think that is powerful to even think about, to live inside Earth and not breathe in all of the asbestos and everything else that goes into modern and old structures of homes. And y'all, let me tell you, I love old homes, like love old homes. My first home that I actually owned was built in the late 1800s. And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful home. But it was a lot of toxic stuff in that house. A lot of toxic stuff. But we're building a Cobb home where we have the opportunity to not have those toxic things in the home. So I'm really excited. And if you don't know what Cobb is, it is an ancient building way. And actually in Mississippi, this is one of the ways that the homes were built by American Indians, the Choctaw people, and the other nations who inhabit Mississippi. This is the ancestral way of building the homes. It's with mud, sand, sawdust, straw. And with that, you're building a very strong structure because all of the walls are going to be load-bearing walls. It's a strong structure that is said to be earthquake-proof, hurricane-resistant, and all those things. So, and it's better for the environment. So that's what we're doing here. We started on the first structure, and I am really excited about that. Again, I don't know how long it's going to take us because we dug out the first part of it and hopefully we can get it done soon, but it's not a rush. And I'm looking forward to getting started on the house as well. Now, as far as the growing process here, it was a little bit difficult, you know, and I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to concentrate my mind on the building of our Cobb sauna, of the Choka. It's Choka Lashpa in Choctaw, Choka Lashpa, which is hothouse, or Oka Alikchi, which is Dr. Water. That's the hothouse, the sauna. But anyway, the growing process here. Oh, I have to take a breath even before I talk about that. So, as you may know, I am working on this food forest down here. And that is the way that I have decided that I want to grow our fruits and our medicinal plants and all of that. Okay, I'm going to say that. And so, over the years, I've come here and I've started planting, you know, in that manner. And I have not had the opportunity to spend a lot of time building the soil and doing all of those things, but I'm doing what I can do during the times that I'm here. And so I planted quite a few things. I'm most excited about my Chickasaw plums because they're still doing well. There are a lot of things that did not do so well. And I expected that. You know, this is a total experiment growing stuff while I'm not here. So that's been a total experiment. So I'm going to start with the things that have been doing well this go round. And then I'll start with the things that did well last go round that we actually lost this go round. So this go round, things that did well. The Indian blood peach, doing well. And this is a peach that reportedly was here before Hernando de Soto. And that when he came to this area in the 1500s. And so this peach was here, according to documents. So I have started planting these Indian blood peaches. They're supposed to be very, very good. They're supposed to be red on the inside and a little brownish on the outside, but one a very high quality, very delicious peach. So that is doing very well here. Very well, meaning that it's still alive, okay? My Chickasaw plums. When I was growing up and spending time here with my grandparents in Mississippi, and just spending my summers with them and learning all of the ways, we had Chickasaw plums and American plums. And this was just a normal thing, going to somebody's backyard and picking Chickasaw plums and eating them right off the tree. Oh my goodness, they were so delicious. My grandmother used to put salt on them, but that is something else. If you're from the South, you know this whole salt and plum and salt and watermelon, that was a thing that people do. That's a thing that people still do here. I don't get it. My grandmother said it made the fruit taste better. Okay, Grandma. Okay. But anyway, that's a side note. But anyway, so the Chickasaw plums are doing well. Fine. I really kind of expected that because this is Chickasaw land and the Chickasaw plum, they are indigenous to this land. But they are not growing with the vigor that I would like. So I'm going to tell you what I did and some more things that I have to actually do today. So what I'm doing is I am working with the forest that's already here. And it sounds so like, duh, why aren't you working with the forest that's already here? Most of our land is forested. Okay. A lot. And it's a lot of land down here. So most of our land on our property is still forested land. And that's how my parents wanted it, you know, very do not cut down the trees type people because the wildlife need the trees type people. And I guess that's where I got it from. So I'm working with the forest that's already here. And I sat and I was, and the way I came up with this is I sat and I was just observing. I think the day two of us being here, this go round, I was just walking as I usually do, walking at the edge of the forest as I usually do, and looking at the things that are growing at the edge of the forest. And I see the wild grapes growing. I see muscadines growing, fruit, not fruiting yet, but flowering. I'm seeing the medicine, all this beautiful medicine everywhere. And everything is so lush. It's so lush because it's the forest. And I sat and I think I meditated over it for a little while, spoke with the spirits of the forest. And I said, you know what? And I didn't come up with this. This is the conclusion that came to me as I was sitting and meditating over what I needed to do. And the message that I got was work with the forest. It's already here. See, unlike me planting in Indiana, where everything has been leveled and it's concrete and it used to be a city and all of that, the forest is already here. I don't have to recreate that like I had to do in Indiana, right? So we're in an urban area in Indiana. And nothing was there. It was, the soil was crappy. Nothing was there, right? So I had to go in and I had to plant things. Here, it's the opposite. It's forested already. The medicine is already here. If I want to add medicine, yeah, that's cool. But the medicine is already here. And the trees are already here. It's already a forest. Work with what you have. And that's the message. Work with what you have. Even with this car building, we're working with what we have. We have mud. We're going to have sawdust here. We're going to have pine straw and we're going to build a house. Work with what you have. And so I'm working with the forest. So I am planting along the edge of the forest. Very duh, why didn't you do this in the beginning? And as I'm planting along the edge of the forest, the trees that are already here will help take care of the trees and the plants that I plant. And I'm not saying that these trees will remain at the edge of the forest, but at least until, you know, we get down here and really get to the business of farming and building soil and all of that. I am working with the edge of the forest. And so I dug up the Chickasaw plums yesterday. And oh, I still have more plums to dig up today. And I planted them at the edge of the forest. I purchased another Indian blood peach, also called Cherokee blood peach, and I planted that at the edge of the forest because the other Indian blood peach is doing very well and is not at the edge of the forest. I purchased an Arkansas apple tree. I know you need two apple trees to pollinate. We already have apple trees. And I'm going to get another indigenous crab tree and crab apple tree. And I'm going to plant that at the edge of the forest. Now, that'll help pollinate the Arkansas black apple tree. So I am planting our trees at the edge of the forest. Duh, because I'm talking about building a food forest, and the food forest is already here. It's already food in the forest. We can walk in our forest and we have mayhaw. We have passion fruit. We have nuts. We have all this delicious food in the forest already. Already. So what am I doing? This is a part of this decolonizing. I have to decolonize my mind, and I'm trying to so hard, y'all, to decolonize so many aspects of my life, but the colonization is still there. And I have become the colonizer in many ways. So I'm trying to colonize some land, and the land is already here and is already doing what it does. And so that's what I'm doing, working with the edge of the forest, working with what I have, and knowing that I have everything I need to get to what I want for my family and what my family wants. We have everything we need, everything we need. And you have everything you need as well. Everything you need. Sometimes we feel that we are in dire situations, and many times we are in dire situations. I've been in horrible situations. Absolutely. Unimaginable situations. And through that, we learn a lot. And also, we learn that we also have everything we need. If you can imagine something, you already have everything you need to achieve that. Achieve anything you want to imagine. Anything you've imagined, you already have everything. Because if you did not, you wouldn't even imagine it. I know it sounds crazy, but if you did not have everything you needed to achieve everything you want, you wouldn't even imagine it. So here we are. Here we are. I'm working with the edge of the forest, continuously working on this food forest. The next go around, I'm thinking I'm going to start my nut grove along the edge of the forest once again. And it is what it is. Y'all, we had a beautiful thing that happened yesterday. Two beautiful things. I wasn't here for the first one because I was at the plant nursery. But a cow came on the land. I don't know. Somebody's cow escaped. And we had some deer show up yesterday as well. I think I've seen deer here before, but we had rabbits. Deer don't really come on the land too often, though. We did have some rabbits the other day. I haven't seen the foxes. I usually see foxes. But anyway, it's getting a little bit light outside. I'm looking outside. Oh, I can't see the stars anymore. So it is getting light outside. So it was wonderful talking to you today. And I appreciate you listening to me. I appreciate you being a part of this podcast. We've been doing this thing for years, and I appreciate you coming along this ride. And I want to hear what you're doing. What are you doing? If you find me on social media, it's under my name. Find me on social media. Get at me. Let me know what you're doing with your farming or your gardening. What are you doing? Do you have any questions and all of that? Are you a cob builder? Let me know. All right, I'll talk to you next time. I'm getting ready to get out of here and do some work. And it's going to get light in a second. Maybe make my family some breakfast and get out here and do some work. All right, y'all. Have a good one.